Two Bahraini activists have climbed Bahrain's embassy in London to protest the daily suppression of anti-regime protesters in their country. The two started a hunger strike to attract world attention to the condition of rights activist Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja, who's also been on a months-long hunger strike in Bahrain. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says that Taliban's coordinated attacks demonstrate an intelligence failure on the part of both US-led and Afghan forces. Taliban militants stormed embassies, government buildings and military bases in Kabul and three eastern cities on Sunday. Fierce clashes in Kabul lasted 18 hours. The first team of UN peace observers has arrived in Syria. The mission is part of 30 monitors the UN Security Council approved on Saturday. It's to oversee the implementation of a ceasefire brokered by the UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. The truce has been in effect since Thursday. In Yemen, fresh protests have been held in the southern city of Taiz as security forces joined civilians calling for the restructuring of the military. Yemenis want deposed ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh to stand trial for involvement in a deadly crackdown on anti-regime rallies over the past year. Another Shia Muslim has been killed in southwestern Pakistan. Press TV has learned that the man was shot dead by unknown gunmen in Quetta. Shia Hazara communities staged a protest against the growing wave of sectarian violence that has claimed the lives of dozens of Shia Muslims. Norwegian terrorist Anders Behring Breivik has gone on trial in Oslo, but he's shown no sign of remorse. He's accused of a bombing and a mass shooting that killed 77 people. Breivik has pleaded not guilty. If found guilty, he will get a maximum prison sentence of 21 years. Spain's bond yields have risen above 6%, raising fears that Madrid will need a bailout. The economy minister has admitted the country has tipped into a second recession. Spain is estimated to have the highest unemployment rate in Europe, with a record 4.75 million people out of work in March. And Sudan's parliament has voted South Sudan as an enemy. Fighting between the two neighbours has been raging constantly over the past 2 weeks. This after the southerners seized control of the oil-rich town of Hejdej. The south government has declined to put its troops out of the region.